spoilers.
You've seen this, you've watched the screen.
Yeah.
So, what spoilers are you talking about?
The whole entire.
This fucker lah, wanna talk about some spoiler, some.
Oh, so, so do, for those who haven't watched.
Not spoiler, no,
for
not
those
spoiler.
Who watched, but then don't ponder upon the
theories.
The episodes.
So, what do you think? 456 is the son of 001.
No, no. He's, the director already say there's that,
Fuck.
The director already say there's no link.
But that's the first thing I think about because.
But what the fuck? All the meal and all the shit that he.
The director already say.
He fucking passion, not passion, what? Very compassion to that 456. No, let him. Let
and he can find him at that place where he hangs out.
Yes.
You know?
Let him leave. Oh, the fucker, woman with the power, give him the gold card. All.
One. But his father, where is he?
That's why when you meet the 456 meets 001 in the fucking
456 is Mahdi. 001 is Mahdi, right?
Huh?
Mahdi, yeah.
Immortal, yeah.
001 already say how who you stay with. See, I stay with my mother. My father left me a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
Then the 001 also say yes, I have a family also. I had a son.
And then the lactose intolerant, that kind of shit, and then that neighborhood which they both.
But the director already said no. Let's put an end to it, Talib.
Okay, what if that fucker live in the same kampung before?
Yeah.
But the director say that shit.
The
too?
Mother.
I will ask the director tomorrow.
The mother and he having a affair.
You mean 001?
Yes.
Then they had him.
That one is a good theory. Eh?
They had affair but don't know what's going on because the father already left. What, you know,
correct. Okay, why not like this? We call you again tomorrow. We call you again tomorrow. We talk about Squid Game.
Okay.
Then we need to have some songs and all that. You know, I mean, not change locations. So, some nice songs or what?
Go around the tree.
Test mic.
Kau pakai tu untuk apa?
We just want to do snippets.
Oh, snippet. Oh, ambil gambar.
Not ambil gambar lah, video lah. Just short videos lah. Instagram.
Okay.
Hide face
lah. So, shall we make some noise now?
Is it on?
Aku main record daripada tadi sah.
Oh, fuck.
But you know me, I'm lazy to edit lah. So, whatever we talk about previously, we just leave it lah.
Yeah.
F2. Who's F2?
Me.
F2. Okay, so we have F2 and 128 RAM.
No, Mr. Chen lah.
Why 128?
128 is...
Not 001 or 456.
This happened before the Squid Game. So my name is my number is 128. It's supposed to be 128.
Why? Are you full of hate or what?
No lah.
Verbalize.
You want to hate lah.
No. You see, it's want to hate, then my name. So it's like, do you want to hate me? That kind of thing.
Fuck, we didn't get that shit, yeah.
So that's like a synonym.
But do you guys like argue about it back then? Like, what this fucking thing?
Yeah, I question. Say, what the fuck this question mark doing at the back? I say, no, P, you listen now. It's 128, but actually it's 128 RAM.
You want to hit?
Sound too deep for us.
After that, I just shut the fuck up lah.
Intellectually,
you talking to me?
correct. Something like that. Talib is intellectual.
And then why F2?
F2, because my name is Shafi.
Yeah.
So the 2 is actually Roman 2 lah.
Okay. Oh, that Roman numerals. Okay.
Roman numerals. So my name is Shafi.
S2I lah.
2I. So F2 lah.
Fucking, why make things complicated, man?
Sorry, bro. It is what it is.
Okay, apparently it's triple noise on the show today where we will annoy the fuck out of them and make them leave out of anger. The thing is this,
verbal.
It's triple noise, and why is there only the 2 of you guys here?
Hey, bah, verbalize.
Did the other guy lost his way or what?
Say Wadi, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Wadi. He has different interests, and he didn't want to do music on a serious note lah. Or as a hobby also maybe. Yeah.
Why are you guys doing this again? I mean, I know you have somehow somewhat re-emerged in the scene over the last few weeks. But why now? I mean,
actually we procrastinate for a long time already. So after our second album, which is in 2004, me and Ram we actually went to Indonesia and Taiwan to do the promotion for the second album lah. That was somewhat between 2005-2007. Then after that, there was a long break because basically for 8 straight months we were doing shows and so on. We fucking broke lah, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, so we
no wait, you guys were broke. You got to you earn money from these promos and all this.
Okay, that one later I let Rama verbalize.
Okay, yeah.
So I mean, I read stories you guys earn tons and tons of money, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Later I let Rama verbalize.
Okay.
We
bad agents, Ashraf.
Yeah, we did earn, but yeah, there's a side story to that lah. Okay. So basically, for the next 13 years, we procrastinate a lot. Then Ram did his freelance, did a lot of couple of road shows and hosting and whatnot. So I started back into the real world. Yeah. Okay, not real world, maybe the corporate world. And then along the way, we thought, okay, maybe got to change this so-called like a narrative. So because we did the first and the second, and then we are into the 40s and all this, then we thought, it's not a judgmental call, but it's probably we just see the game is becoming like, up to a level where we like feel the plot is lost lah, in that sense lah. Yeah. You know, there's
what do you mean with the local scene?
So probably in
holistic rap in general.
Yeah, in holistically lah.
Yeah, because yeah, I Ashraf would not know anything about what you're talking about because we're not rap guys. You
see. I know,
it's metal man. Yeah.
I rap in a metal band.
So there's a lot of mumbling and then like the content, you know, we have Lil Nas nowadays, you know, nothing against gays.
Lil Nas, okay.
Nothing against gays, but you know, the content that he produced sometimes.
Wait, he's gay.
Yeah, he's gay, bro.
Who's gay?
He's a fucking first rapper.
Oh, Lil Nas X.
Yes, Lil Nas X.
Oh man, it's just so vile and satanic, man, his videos.
I watch.
With all subliminal messages this kind of shit that they have.
Exactly. The subliminal messages, that's the part which I think we were partially disturbed lah. So we thought, past the procrastination, we met this producer, we thought, okay lah, let's do a completion, like a wrap-up album lah. Yeah. You know, like it's like first, second, and third. And then, so like a curtain call for us lah. You know, like, okay, let's do this. Not re-educating, but just do this and then keep them on a clear path, saying that this is how it's supposed to sound like. Yeah, in that respect lah.
How's the new album gonna be? Like, is it, what's the concept like?
Are there any like subliminal messages in there?
There should be, you know.
Yeah, so we are into Marvel, so
I'm gonna do a ton of shit and just wipe everyone out.
Right, the thing is that the concept and the plan is pretty much we'll be doing differently from what the most traditional way lah, to release one entire chunk of songs or 10, 15 songs just like that. No, we're going to do it on a what do you call that?
Single bass, single to single.
So let people understand the song, and then of course we also planning to do like a documentary kind of thing before every single is released. So we talk about the song. What exactly is the song about? So at least people can understand.
Well, that's alright. That's cool, man.
Yeah. Like a video trailer kind of thing.
Like a video trailer. Even for the first single also, we did the same thing also. We talk about the song. We talk about the process of the song, and so people will understand also. It takes a bit of planning to do one song. It's not a overnight thing. Just you know. Whatever comes to the mind or whatsoever, because we are trying to make the content of the song very understandable.
Is it going to be one of those realist concept or something like what you've done before? Or is it going to be an angry album kind of thing? You know, I mean, you can be a realist and angry at the same time. Look at Zack Da Roca, right? Racing in the machine kind of shit, you know?
I think we place ourselves in the middle. Yeah. It's not really an angry response. Or
to Little Nas X.
more of like a just a interjectory like into the middle to say like, hey, look, you can sound like this, but we still have to educate the future generation on how actually, you know, like for example, you mentioned metal. Like, see, metal has a certain, the genre itself has a certain concept, the messages that you want to deliver. So, but when the some of the the fabric of it changes, then it becomes non-metal. I can't explain to that, but in hip hop, it is what it is. Like now, you know, like there, it moves from a strictly boom bap, and then it goes to a trap music, and then trap music is fine, and then it moved to mumbling rapping, and then mumbling rapping.
Oh yeah.
Also,
there was that phase, right?
Yeah, it was that phase, and then suddenly, this little Nas X and whatnot. You have Migos also, who is really making it big, but if you see their chorus, it's basically repeating one word for the next 90 seconds.
Oh.
So yeah.
Okay.
So, something like that. So yes, you can enjoy the music, but certain flows or energy of it has to be some messaging lah. So that's what Ram and myself we are trying to do with this album.
Yeah. You know?
There has to be some messaging so that you can fall in love with the genre again.
Yeah.
Somewhat, yes. Yeah.
What do you think about this rapper that has a diamond on his forehead, that guy?
Who's
the
guy?
Vision. Oh no!
No, that one Avengers. No, so I don't know. Right? There's this one rapper with a pink diamond on his forehead or something.
He implanted
that diamond. 6ix9ine lah, is it?
No.
The one with tattoo? No.
Lil Uzi or whatever. I don't know.
Uzi is it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Lil Uzi. Yeah.
Are you gonna do something like that?
Yeah. No.
You put like a lightning logo on your forehead.
You're gonna hold like a fucking spear like that,
So back to these millions of dollars that you guys earned. Millions of dollars. What happened, man?
We used to earn well by doing shows.
What do you mean by well?
Yeah, I'm good. Getting it. Okay. So.
Because some people are conservative when it comes to
Things. Yeah. So I don't
just let it all out.
Yeah, I don't know what is good for them, but for us, back in those days, in early
2000s,
we get like probably like maybe a SGD or USD 10K per show. Per show.
Wow.
And that
I should quit playing metal. So I should go into rap.
And that would mean that would probably, I think, 3 songs.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes, but sometimes they call us for shows, maybe 1 song, and then it can reach between 3 to 5 ringgit, 3 to 5K. Singapore, however, we have to depend on major shows. So, like you know, Quit Smoking shows done by Perfect 10. In collaboration with MHA, and then sometimes all these big shows, we can earn probably the range between 3 to 5K or so. So we were earning that range line for a period of time, which is very good. But because we had a manager, so he take a 20% cut.
Okay.
And then we were riding very high hopes on our first album, which actually rake up the charts lah. Didn't go platinum, didn't go gold, but we were. We sold somewhat about 30,000 copies in Singapore alone. So gold is only 50,
yeah? Yeah, 50.
Singapore, I don't 50, know. I forgot. But we were thinking, okay, we're gonna get the big bucks now, but because of our.
You mean from the royalties?
The
royalty sales. Yeah.
Royalty sales and all those lah. And then when the paycheck came, so because we ran under Mouse Records lah. Okay, it's not bad mouthing them lah, but. Because they depend a lot on studio time, which we use, so they kind of like deduct a lot of things from there. Then we earn a meager, how much, ba? 1,005,
yeah?
1,005 for a fucking $30,000.
So that 1,005 split among three of you.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'll stick to playing metal.
So if you're talking about album sales, that's how bad we received like, back then.
Where have you heard it before, Ashraf?
Yeah.
These agents and the things that.
So no, I mean, we cannot blame the label or anything like that, because they have a certain cuts and all that. You see, but we didn't pay attention to that part of the business.
Just like all other young.
Naive lah.
Because we didn't know, we didn't have the knowledge of whatever.
Correct.
The thing supposed to be happening. You see.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then see. So then, because the same label managed to got us a distribution deal in one with Warner Music Malaysia. So that's where I just mentioned just now, the big bucks where we came in. Perform state to state, like Penang, Pahang, Ipoh.
How is it performing in Paddy Fields, man?
You went Pahang.
I went Pahang.
No, basically the kampung guys, they just grind and slam on you lah. I mean, it's like it's a, once a party comes into their vicinity, it's a major thing for them.
Yeah.
So
And the thing is that they don't care who or what your music is. The support is different.
Yeah, yeah,
it's totally different. Whoever is on the stage, they look up and they support.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
There's
no favoritism or, you know, he's my favorite. You know that the... If it's a typical Singaporean means we see somebody we don't know, we'll just go for a toilet break and all that. They don't do all that. They stay all the way there, sweat and...
Okay.
Is it because the toilet break is just 20 minutes away?
It could be right there they are standing also, you know, we never know.
It's like I played a show where everybody just pee underneath the stage.
Batam.
Ooh,
that's not very far.
I love it.
And here you are playing, and downstairs you can smell the pee smell coming up. Fuck!
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, this is terrible, Charles.
Yeah.
They should.
How do you feel after the show? No, it's a serious question.
I mean, when you're playing, you don't care.
But your clothes and all that?
I know, I can't remember.
As a cover charge, they should be given a Pampers or what?
I don't think a cover charge.
Cover charge comes with Pampers.
That means rural area, lah.
No, like not really rural. It's near a shopping center or something. They set up a big stage.
People peeing inside the shopping center is the coolest thing I ever heard.
Huh?
It's damn cool. Inside, while you're all performing.
No, he's not performing in the shopping center.
Oh,
it's outside.
Outside space.
Like
open area.
A big space, like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so let's pee there.
No, I don't pee there, lah. I mean, they pee under the stage.
Nice.
You should have just peed on them, right?
Yes,
that'll be totally rock star, man.
I can't pee when people are watching me.
Then
you just say German urine for all of you.
Then R. Kelly already then.
Fucking feel sad for him.
Fucking feel sad. Hey, you know what? I saw the final Dave Chappelle Closer episode. You know the Netflix
Closer,
series.
Netflix.
Yeah, I saw it, and he was mentioning about the baby.
Oh, the baby. Right.
Yeah. Rapper lah.
Yeah.
He spoke about gay, right? Gayism.
Yeah, he did. And that's an interesting point, lah. That he kind of went back and forth with racism.
Yeah.
And speaking against the LGBTQ community, but then I leave it to the listeners to listen.
Oh, you mean the baby, lah?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, the baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this Chappelle was highlighting that situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go back in time to 2001.
Okay.
Talent Time.
Okay.
What makes you guys want to take part in that show?
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, before that, how do you even know each other?
Yeah. Oh. So I knew Wadi from secondary school, Dunman. Yeah. So we grew up together. I was just 1 year his senior. And then I met Rama because my ex-girlfriend was from Eastview lah.
I see.
So, you know, this man, he take out his this man, then it was Usher, you know. Okay, not being gayish or whatever lah, but so Usher. Then it was the single, you know, bro. You make me wanna fool. So I said, bro, you listen to this shit also. I said, yeah, you want fucking good R&B shit lah. Okay,
yeah.
And from there we realized, hey, fuck, we'll listen to Ice-T, Ice Cube, and all those. Then we saw the CDs. You know, last time back in the days, very hard to get these CDs, right? Mm-hmm. So when we realized we have a common interest. So
you dumb your girlfriend for him.
Damn it.
No.
That's what
that
happened.
That was another side story. Okay. So we remain tight lah. So from there I think we grew lah. So that was like middle 95-96, and then I think somewhere in 98-99 when it was peaking lah, you know, before the major hip hop festival that was, it's called Rhythm and Poetry in Youth Park, right? 99. So before that feeling lah, because we formed the three of us as beat makers lah. We didn't kind of like start off as rappers lah. I mean we had our individual group lah. Like Wadi has his own group, and then for me I have my own group. But Rama was just a beat producer. So we thought, okay lah, we three like feeling macam Neptunes lah, like Pharrell and all those lah. So then I thought, okay, I want to do a solo album. And then do solo album, and then we record a few songs at Campbell Lane.
So the solo album, right? The production team was Triple Noise.
Ah, correct.
You know what I mean? Like it's a production team, because the three of us, we all actually do music also somehow, lah. You know what I mean? Wadi was doing music for his group, and he does his own thing also, and I was doing my own music thing also for fun. So we came together to do this solo album for Fee.
Then along the way, then all these things came in, and then Wadi was excited lah. He saw this pamphlet in Tampines Mall, because the audition was done on different shopping malls, four shopping malls. Tampines Mall, then West Side is Lot 1 or what. And the last one, the fifth audition, was at Wheelock Place. So we wanted to go to the Tampines Mall one, because what, Rama was at Aljunied at that point of time. But we went late lah, so the thing, the audition closed already. But they mentioned about the fifth audition, which is at Wheelock Place. So at Wheelock Place,
that was the last audition lah.
Yeah, okay. The Wheelock Place one, we came super early lah. The audition was at 11, we came at 10.
Still in matching outfits, huh? Like how you all...
No. That time we just wear anchai one. Yeah.
Imagine
audition,
going to Tampines Mall in matching outfits.
Walao.
Imagine,
in many countries, it's illegal, actually.
Yeah. So from there, and then... Yeah, the rest was history.
Yeah, the thing is that we were going for a recording after that. Brought the instrumental... And we auditioned for our original.
Yes.
We auditioned container.
So the audition are held in, you know, those containers.
Yeah.
And then there are like 3-4 judges, including Najib Ali, Babes Conde, and all these people. So we just came in, and then they just asked, okay, what are you going to do for us? See, we have this instrumental that we can, it's our original song. Okay, cool. Then you just play instrumental. And then, okay, prequel, background of that story. You know, Sogo last time, Tampines.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rama was working as a parking attendant, yeah, part time.
Yeah.
And he had his laptop there. So that song that we auditioned for the Talent Time was produced in that fucking car park.
Yeah.
And it was his first beat.
Third Eye.
So we
Third Eye, right? Yeah? Hey, was it Third Eye?
Third Eye. Wow, fucking dope. Okay, we just use this beat lah. Fuck. So that's the backstory of it lah.
But do you ever thought that you're gonna win that Talent Time?
I like to correct something here. We never won
Talent Time.
I mean, you get what I mean.
The thing is that, you see, we
fact check, motherfucker.
We just wanted to have fun, actually. There were no pressure, no quite seriousness in this. Why? Because our our end game was very simple. We wanted to produce the album for Shafi.
Correct.
That was the thing. And this whole thing came quite unplanned. To start with, because when we were do the audition for Talent Time in Tampines, right? Then also we didn't take quite seriously also. That's why we were late.
You have that rock star attitude already back then.
The lepak attitude. But it's the thing, young, then like, okay, I don't care, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So we when we wanted to go for the audition, then close already. Then they say, I think they also say there are too many overwhelming responses. Mm. So they wanted to
do one last
extend it to another place and one more day lah.
That's right, we lock lah.
So that one we planned already. Then we thought, okay lah, we go for that one and see how is it.
Hey bro, audition, so we have to pay $15 bro.
Yeah, I have to pay.
Just to pay for Najib Ali's costs, I guess.
$15 per pack, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, something like that.
That's $45, man.
Yeah, $45. But okay lah, we won back.
Okay.
I mean, that is a platform that kickstart everything for you guys.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is that, let me just tell you something, right? Before that, right, we already were performing already. We were performing in underground shows and all. The underground scene for hip hop was huge last time. Every week got show,
CCs and all
every
those.
Every week got show.
Yeah.
I don't know how the metal scene last time.
I don't know, man. I don't follow that.
I mean,
back then, the most popular place is Substation.
Substation.
Okay. It's sad, the place is no longer there.
Yeah. How about that place? Before that, it was at World Trade Center or something.
Yeah, World Trade Center, the old World Trade Center that...
One mic stand.
So, literally every week there is shows and all that, the somehow lah, so we will get a slot lah. So because we were at that moment of time, because Shafi and Wadi already had their names in the underground scene at that moment of time, you see. So when I came in to make it as a unit, right, then literally every time we will get a show on.
Somehow. Oh, yeah. With their contacts and...
Yeah, and all that. So we'll be like, sometime we'll be the last performer, like closing kind of thing, you know. That's
main event, man.
Yeah.
But were you like disappointed when it is supposed to be your solo album?
Mm.
In the end, it becomes the triple noise thingy.
Actually, okay lah. It's more of a yes and no, because the solo album was more of like a just a satisfaction kind of like thing, you know, like macam just do for the fun of it. When Triple Noise embarked on that journey, then it became like a serious thing. Like, so I thought, okay lah, why not we just abandon this for now, and then we focus on the group's recordings and all those. So from there, I think we took one song from that solo album lah to be.
How many songs we recorded that one?
Three or four already.
Yeah,
only three or four. But we only took one and put it in the first album of ours lah. Yeah.
The intro also, right?
Ah, yeah, correct.
And maybe you can go
third eye.
Maybe you can go the route of, you know, Bon Jovi, you know, you can be Shafi and the Noise.
Oh yeah.
Shafi and the Noise,
eh? Yeah, come to think of it,
Oh, see.
Or Ella and the Boys.
Ella and the Boys, Legend, Malaysia. Correct,
So, So that's the backstory actually for how we got into the whole thing. And before that, before the first Talent Time quarterfinals, right? Before that, we had a very huge event, a performance in Zouk.
Zouk,
Zouk. That was our biggest event before whatever happened. What was the event called?
Fresh Night.
It was huge.
But during that Talent Time competition, did Najib Ali give you like any advice? Good advice, bad advice?
Actually, before our finals, the grand final, he called us out lah. Literally called us out, and then went to this place called FJ Benjamin, what is it called? Club 21.
Club 21.
Yeah, so I was at Heron or something like that. So he say, okay. He just said, okay, take whatever you want. Then I say, for what? For your finals. He say like that. Then I say, okay, we choose our respective dresses. Then he gave us sound advice lah. Just be yourself, and then no pressure, you know, take it like a normal performances. Even belanja us at, you know, last time Blood Brothers, there was in Blood Brothers now become what? The PS Cafe. Last time Blood Brothers, there's a retail shop and then there's a cafe at the side.
I have no freaking clue.
Yeah. Okay,
so we just go to hawker centers, you see. Unlike elitists like you guys.
So he's at Paragon.
So
he even belanja us kopi. Okay lah, the expensive kopi, whatever. He sat down and he said, okay, so this is the game plan. Just be yourself. Don't think about the competition. Then make sure you the works of it, like what you mentioned, that's the only sound advice he gave us before the final. So we thought like there was
no wait, but why did Najib Ali actually meet up with you guys? I mean, he does that for every
there was also another group in our finals. Forgot what is it called. Also, he also met them up for a styling. Yeah,
just to be fair, styling and clothing.
He was doing it with most of them,
Yeah,
he gives sound advice. Even after after the actual Talent Time finals, we still kept in touch. I mean, he called us for shows. You know, there's this kid show called Watch It, and then still talk to us like how you guys doing the album and stuff like that. Very sound advice lah, I would say. Yeah.
Why you guys never feature him in one of your albums?
The second album we wanted, but he was
Yeah.
So second album we didn't feature the entire world war, but we get special shout outs lah, including Jazzy Jeff from Fresh Prince, and then Sheikh Aikel, Kuma, and then we wanted to get Najib lah, but he was out of town, and then out of town or not available or something.
Something like that.
We wanted to
Do you want to consider us in your new album to rap or not?
No,
if
at all. It's a resounding no.
No. It's like, yo, open the door, get on the floor.
It's a sound start. It's a sound start.
I think you can go far, Chuff.
I consider it.
But then after that came fame and all that. How do you guys deal with those? I mean, you guys must be living the life, man.
Yeah, I mean, Rama get more fame than me.
Oh, really?
Okay, so basically, me and Rama, we are backbenchers, I would call it.
Oh.
Yeah, so when we go to the clubs, we go to like interviews or shows, we will be the backbenchers. So Wadi will receive the spotlight.
Yeah.
But why?
I don't know. Because since... Okay, not only talent time, when we do local shows like Surya or President Star Charity, the camera will always focus on him. It's a good and bad thing lah. A good thing is
it takes the pressure off you.
But bad thing is like too much focus on him, and then not as a group lah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fast shots will be the group, but when close up shot, it will be all on him.
Maybe his face like baby face
Maybe.
You know.
Then Fee also got a baby face, right?
Actually, come to think of it, Shafi has a baby face, man.
But who gets the most chicks?
So as I mentioned, me and Rama, we are backbenchers. Should know who gets the most chicks,
Okay, that was awkward, but let's move on. Wait, the last album was 2004, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you promoted that album, and then obviously you had a record deal that you got to fulfill, right?
Yeah. Okay. You mean the first.
Yeah, they would surely tell you, okay, this deal is for 3 albums or something like that.
Actually, it was for 2 lah, but we breached the contract because we were very mad over the $1,500 check. So we breached the contract. But the sad part was the masters and the royalties, the mechanical royalties for the first album, we solely owned by the label. The good thing, the long story short of it, after that saga, when we did our second album, we still keep in touch with the... The people from the label. I mean, no current stage, no beef, no nothing lah. So, but we learn our lesson. So we went to second album independently lah. Okay, wait, one more backstory from the first album.
Backstory or bad story?
BACK.
Okay. Back
sidebar. So from the Mouse Records, the first album, when we got the distribution deal in Warner, we sat with Warner actually. There was a deal to be made lah to sign us as a group. But here's the thing lah. So we thought, because Rama raps in English and so like for me and Wadi, we can rap in Malay and then collectively from the first and second album we entirely rap in English. But Warner's condition is what Alif Fikir got, full Malay. So we told them we have to think about it lah, because they say we are willing to take you guys now. But it has to be a full-length Malay album. Yeah.
So what are you going to do about that?
But why don't you want to go that road?
Because he can't rap in Malay, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be awkward. What is he going to do, right? Is he going to dance?
I mean, as a Singaporean, you should know all 4 languages.
No, it's...
4 languages.
So that happened. And then... until today, me and Rama will sometimes discuss about it lah. So if we were really
the what if, sir?
Yeah, what if lah? Wow. If we took the plunge, probably, maybe like Rama goes to a Malay language school, learn 3 months on. You never know. Our lives will change lah. Definitely. If you're talking about back to that money's thing, making it riches or whatever. So probably maybe if that happened, maybe, but it didn't lah. That's the thing. Yeah.
So then you went your own separate ways and you started working and things that and you forgot about the entire thing.
Yeah, I forgot about the entire thing.
But can it still be done, that full Malay thing? Or is that something that you can still consider?
I don't know. Nowadays, everything is digital, right? So we'll see. You can see a lot of cross-mix language songs lah. I suppose it can still be done based on a distribution deal lah. Because nowadays you don't need to be there physically to sign contracts and all those knots, right? So nowadays it's all about digital.
But with this new album, is it still under a label or you're going independent?
Yeah, it's independent lah for now. Yeah, because I think the
the intention here is just to do a wrap up lah, yeah, and not to monetize from this lah. But if there are avenues of sponsorship and whatnot, of course we will welcome it with open arms lah.
Yeah.
In that respect lah, but we had no intention. Yeah, so that's the long story short lah.
This thing comes to my mind. Back then, was there any like a really heated competition between you guys and construction site?
I think construction site was way few years behind us. I think if you say heated competition will be too fat lah from Malaysia.
Yeah.
So because construction site was, I think 8-9 years after us. No, before us. Yeah. Yeah. So when we won, we gave props to them lah. I mean, in that finals, if you notice, we say we following construction site. This is the continuity of it lah for hip hop lah. Yeah, and maybe we are still tight and in contact with Haikal and all this.
We got nothing against anyone here or whatsoever, because it's a very small community.
Mm-hmm. But when we started, there were of course comparisons like, because Too Fat was going up, right? I mean, they are still big in whether they do music or not, but they are still big there. So there was a comparison lah, comparison between us and them. But no beef whatsoever lah. And then we had this question from our previous interview on the collaboration with them lah. We never thought of that. So every time we went go Malaysia and stuff like that, we talk.
You guys are still in contact lah, basically.
Yeah. It's not close, but we.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are still
in the midst of everything lah. Yeah. We're still there. Yeah.
Yes. I think one of your popular song is Mak Mina. Right. And I just found this out lah. Mak Mina is actually a Hindi song in the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Right, the beat.
It was, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you know that, Talib?
No.
You don't, right?
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed by yourself.
But here's the question. Who sang that song in the 50s?
You want
to tell it? And look at your phone.
I have it.
you have it, right? Actually, we didn't know, so because the sample that we ripped off from was from Arazmi lah.
Yeah, he was in the 50s. He also did that.
But the sidebar again, it was from this Hindi singer.
Zara Pyar Karle Babu.
Yes, correct.
Amazing, man.
Shamshad Begum.
I'm
was
sure you it came out correct from the top of your mind just like that.
The Begum is there.
The Begum is there.
Begum must be important.
Yes, correct.
Begum very important.
Yes.
I mean, but it's a nice catchy song, like that beat.
Yeah. So you talking about? Okay, maybe. Just okay, maybe not censor lah, but Mak Mina is basically it's a expressive song to say that, you know, sometimes when me and Rama and back in the days we were together, you know, some of the chicks we know, right, like we know before we were so called popular lah, you know, they say who are you? Like, who the fuck are you? You know,
they look
like,
down on you that you can never make it.
You fucking another Indian and another Malay guy, that kind of thing. But
do they say that?
I mean, some. We met some. We.
Who are you guys meeting? Your models or what?
Because we were in the underground scene, right? So
okay.
Yeah, sometimes we meet people.
I didn't know those things happen, man.
Yeah, I mean, sad but true, yeah. So when we passed that phase, talent time phase, and then maybe was doing that.
And you met those girls again?
Yeah, so. Crawling lah, came crawling. So this is the thing lah, you know. We know about the dynamics of being popular at that point of time, and even nowadays, you know, groupies and all whatnot. But you can see the fakeness lah. So that's what happened lah.
That's what the song is about.
Yeah, that's what the song about. Saying like, macam, you know, we were actually normal people, but now because we
abnormal people.
We reached that.
Just like us, Ashraf. Fame has gotten to the better of us right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've quit that life.
I go around in sunglasses and cap these days.
Yeah.
Just to get away from all these fuckers who want to take photographs with me.
Like that, lah. Like that.
But, do you like, I don't know, still in contact with that Wadi?
Yeah. Okay. So, Wadi, I think he is still a friend. I mean, we are not as close as last time, but we still WhatsApp each other. We still talk to each other.
It's just that on the music front, he is totally retired lah.
Really? Yeah,
yeah, he's totally retired. So there, I mean, early 2010-11, we did a few Hari Raya songs, and then he came on board. Then after that, yeah, there was another lull period, and then there were plans lah. We meet up and all those, but I think priorities change lah. Maybe so for him, his priority is his career in the police force, and then in also his family. He also have like macam his own hobbies lah, like his own personal hobbies that he likes to pursue. You know, like macam apa lah, cycling,
hiking,
and then
he's a bit of a sports person.
Yeah. So we got a message, and then since that, I told you the episode with OLG, so I think we took a vote lah. We say okay, this is it lah. I think maybe we just set the precedence lah. This is Triple Noise now, but it's just Rama and Shafi lah.
So you guys have no plans on taking on another member into the band?
not exactly lah. The thing is that Triple Noise, right, is two of us, and maybe the third person could be someone we feature. That's it.
Yeah, yes. That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Because if it's two person, it has to be Double Noise, right?
Yeah, we get that, right?
But the thing is that, but the certain rules cannot change lah. You know what I mean? Correct, imagine correct, you yeah. got one leg, and then you go to a shop. You cannot be buying one shoe. You still buy two shoes, right?
There's this shop that I know that can sell you one shoe.
Think about it. We'll be right back after this commercial.
So we stick to the.
No, I mean, anyways, the name Triple Noise is already there.
Yeah, correct. People know us for
so
that.
So the
name,
analogy
that you see, Ashraf. Yeah. Here comes the theory now.
Mm.
What about Triple H? It's one person, what?
Correct.
Well, right. Straight away WWE, right.
Yeah. That's Triple right. H.
Yeah.
Because his name contains three H.
Oh shit!
Serious,
Hunter Hearst Hemsley.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, correct. Oh,
yeah.
Don't play all this theory with me, Talib.
The Rock, he's not a rock, what?
What is he then?
He's a man.
So what's next in the future for Triple Noise? Is this like going to be the last album, or you still going to continue doing music?
Yeah, the thing that we are heading towards is to give a classic album that Singapore, whoever going to think about hip hop, right?
The thing about you guys.
Will look at this album as a
reference.
Yeah, that's what we're planning to do, and it's like it's going to be our curtain call, you can say.
Yeah.
We planning to drop the mic and just leave the stage.
Yeah, that's why
so this will be the swan song,
Yeah, you can call it that. That's why we name it as the grand finale lah. We want it to be
great. Yeah, I saw the promos that you guys did on I think there's one on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
And the Instagram thing which I'm following, and it's
I mean, since you mentioned that after this you're gonna drop the mic, you can just join on one mic stand if you want.
Why not? Yeah.
Right. But there's only one mic, what? Oh, sorry.
Fuck, man. Really?
Sorry.
Can become your regular featured spokesman.
Columnist.
Columnist. Yeah.
Actually, we got different plans and all that. So, that one in future to come.
You guys won't quit music after this. You'll still be making music, but this will be the last album.
No, I think they're done,
Triple Noise.
Done, actually. Yeah.
Done.
What? Yeah. Talib just mentioned. Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Correct.
That's it.
So, yeah. Yeah,
there are certain things that we need to pass down and let it be.
Okay, name me a prominent rapper in Singapore right now, lah.
No, because you guys don't sound convincing enough.
Yeah, we're not, man. Name me a prominent rapper in Singapore right now who is able to produce some kind of attention. I give you about 20 minutes. You can think about it. We're gonna keep silent until then.
Prominent rapper, what you say?
In Singapore right now, like a new rapper that we can actually, or a group or something like that we can look up to and say that, hey, these guys are quite good, man.
Or some band or person that you can pass the torch to.
Gee,
Pass torch, eh?
Torch,
eh? Okay, yeah. Passing torch, no lah. But I think there are several players, independent a lot. But I think the major one will be Alif.
Okay.
Alif, he was from the group called Slick. There's also the Lion City boy, Kevin Lester. He's not too bad. And then there's also one quite known, I would say, like in the bits of underground and also mainstream. His name is Akim Jahad.
Jahad, eh?
Yeah, Jahad, bro.
What a name, man.
Yeah, but his songs are
Jahad, ah.
Jahad, dope and on point, lah. He don't censor, you know. He goes straight to the point. And then there are also other commercial ones, like Young Raja. Young Raja.
Young Raja. Have you heard of him before?
Okay. No, was it in English or what?
So he's Young Raja.
English and Tamil. Okay.
Cool language.
Young Raja was.
And these guys are all under Universal, no?
Yeah. Universal music.
Hmm.
I mean, kata lah, under Joe lah. I mean, yeah, under Joe, yeah. Def Jam Asia lah, they call it.
Def Jam Asia.
So, Def Jam,
Young Raja was featured in Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
he wasn't there, but Jimmy Fallon spoke about his music lah.
I should check this guy out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to begin with, Jimmy Fallon is quite lame.
No, you have to watch the whole thing to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, if Jimmy Fallon is going to ask you on his show, would you go?
No.
Fuck.
I'm underground. Just like that.
Just like, what's his name?
What, Raja?
Young Raja.
No, Young Raja is commercial.
Jahad. I'm like the Jahad guy.
Akim
Jahad is underground. And if Jimmy Fallon calls me to his show, I'm underground too. So just mention the name, it's fine.
Fuck.
That shows you how jahat I am.
Yeah.
Any last words for your fans and past side chicks and whatnot?
Okay, we apologize if the reason for our this grand finale is not convincing enough to one mic stand.
Don't put that in a bad spot, man.
No, but I think the intention is just to leave that mark, like what Rama said. It's a point of reference. So whether we impact the lives of the future generation. Cik, dah macam
ni, siapa MP, siapa buat? Oh shit, they just went to my jahat mode, speaking Malay.
Yeah. So whether we're going to influence or impact the future generation for those who love hip-hop is subjective. If they love it, good. If not, we hope we have done enough to at least influence a minimum number of people who love this genre.
The thing is that for the next maybe 1 year, for the next year, you're going to hear a lot from Drip or Noise actually.
Yeah.
So what we're going to bring classic hip hop sounds.
Yeah.
And and something to enjoy commercially.
And you know, this speaking of which, with this songs that you're coming out with, it will be brilliant to have subliminal dicks. Not D-I-C-K-S. I'm talking about D-I-G-S.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Whereas it's back where we started off. I'm actually quite disturbed by the music that people produce these days. Like Lil Nas X and Nicki Minaj and all this trash that kids are listening to in primary school and in lower secondary school, and all these things, the subliminal messages that are exposed to them, and they don't know what the hell this is about, you see. And then they embrace the culture, they embrace the attitude, and it's so disturbing. And I just want kids and parents of kids to just look at these videos that the kids are watching. And you know, back in our time, right, in the 90s and things like that, we watch videos which is like slam dancing and basically an aggressive kind of music. But there's none of those subliminal messages that's in there. See? So it's disturbing. I really applaud what you guys are going to do, and I hope and I wish you all the best, man, with this closure.
Thanks, bro.
You have a good one, man. Cheers.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It was all a dream. It
was all a dream. To rip Mike's first and not the cream. With the snapback, right as bad as Source Magazine. With a time machine and Eric B. Got to re-swear the fucking technique with Rakim.
Yes.
We are back to equalize morally, annotate the mumbling glossary, moderate the rap literacy, to ensure you morons do not erase the history. If the West was one, it is the G-Funk son. 100 miles they run, we learn from click not gun.
Click click.
Bookmark the street scholar and hip-hop the science instead of mouse over. So it's the one to check, not the one to step, before I want to slap for all your 6-9 crap. Boom bap, not pop rap and on trap. Mr. Chan F2, we fucking back.
Just write till the ink runs dry. Fuck the phone when the batteries die. It's 30 minutes to get to the corner. So shut the fuck up and be a top earner. Be careful what you speak. Even though talk is cheaper. I'm not done, overcooked meat. Listen up son, we not the same league.
I heard you been looking for us.
Yeah you did.
We were silent but that
didn't last.
We're sorry that we've been away.
Not today.
Not sorry cause we here to stay. Move back, make way Stand up, get up, give up the space. Now this is it from where we sit. Do you remember that time? I heard you've been looking for us.
Yeah, you did.
We were silent but that didn't last.
Didn't last.
We're sorry that we've been away.
Switching Friendster to Insta,
right?
Roman, still in the 90s. Times changed, man wearing panties. I'm still around watching circus clowns. True fact, rap is a ghost town. Slick Ricks, more likes a Netflix. A fake life with Kim as a side chick.
Radio,
ain't no romance. The track listings makes no sense, huh? The channels did it, you can't make it. Rappers getting soft like Popeye's biscuits. Rap's broken, like the fam in London. Sounds very common, you sound like that Roman. I'll take a knee, stop acting honey. You champagne hoe with the Kool-Aid money.
Just right till the ink flows wet. Us Munchie the fucking vet.
Get the books, nah mean.
La Armin's frown. This is the sequel to the fucking clowns. No soul and basic understanding. No electric to make my understanding. I'm not done, overcooked meat. Listen up punk, we not the same leak.
I heard you've been looking for us.
Yeah you did.
We were silent but that didn't last.
Didn't last.
We're sorry that we've been away.
Not today.
Not sorry cause we here to stay. Move back, make way Stand up, get up, give up the space. Now this is it from where we sit. Do you remember that time? I heard you've been looking for us.
Yeah you did.
We were silent but that didn't.
Back. Been a long time. We not the same league.
Sorry.